Hello, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we're talking about T.
That's right, but not the letter T.
No, we're talking about the tea that you drink, like coffee, but tea.
Right. I was going to say maybe the tea that you drink. I am a coffee man, but today I am more than happy to join Connor to talk to you guys about different types of tea.
Sounds good. Well, in this lesson, we have a dialogue between a foreigner and a Chinese person.
Okay.
So let's take a listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Can I make you some coffee or tea, Katie?
Tea sounds good. What flavors do you have?
I have jasmine green tea, English breakfast, and Earl Grey.
Do you have any herbal tea? Caffeine makes me jittery.
Yes, I have chamomile and rooibos.
Oh, I love rooibos. I'll have that.
Great. It's loose leaf tea, so I have to steep it first.
No problem. I don't need a tea bag.
Okay, I'll boil the water.
Thanks.
Dialogue, second time.
Can I make you some coffee or tea, Katie?
Tea sounds good. What flavors do you have?
I have jasmine green tea, English breakfast, and Earl Grey.
Do you have any herbal tea? Caffeine makes me jittery.
Yes, I have chamomile and rooibos.
Oh, I love rooibos. I'll have that.
Great. It's loose leaf tea, so I have to steep it first.
No problem. I don't need a tea bag.
Okay, I'll boil the water.
Thanks.
So we just heard a dialogue between two people talking about tea.
That's right. So the first question is, can I make you some coffee or tea?
Right. So if you invite somebody to your house, somebody is your guest, maybe you want to offer them something to drink.
Right. And it's always good to offer some choices.
Choices, yes.
Right? Some people like tea. Some people like coffee.
Yeah. I have both in my house, just in case I need coffee or tea.
Right. So I think it's interesting how Katie responds here.
Yes. She says, tea sounds good.
Tea sounds good.
Yeah. So it's,
what sound does it make?
Yeah, that's right. This is an expression that we use a lot, all the time, in fact.
Mm.
And it just means tea is okay.
Yeah, or I would like tea.
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't mean it's making a sound, and it doesn't mean it's delicious.
Mm.
It just means, yeah, that's great. I will have that.
Yeah, and especially when, like I said, you have these two options, or three options,
right,
or four options. Would you like coffee or tea or a cola? Oh, a cola sounds. And we don't even have to say good, right? We could say other words here.
Yeah, you could say sounds awesome.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Yeah. Of course, you can make it the negative. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, but when you're offering someone some coffee or tea, they probably aren't going to say, oh, tea sounds terrible.
Right. You might say that if you're making plans with a friend.
Mm.
Like, oh, do you want to go to the mall on Saturday?
Oh.
Ooh, I don't know. That doesn't sound fun.
No, that sounds, oh, yeah, especially if the weekend is the weekend before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That just sounds like a headache.
That it does sound like a headache for sure. So then Katie asks, what flavors do you have?
Okay, and he has some flavors. I think that a lot of tea drinkers will have. First one is green tea.
Yeah, so this is a kind of tea, and it's just the kind of green color. It's the way they make it makes it look green.
Right.
And gives it a different flavor.
Right.
And jasmine?
Jasmine is another kind of flavor.
Right. So it has a green tea flavor plus an extra jasmine flavor. I really like this flavor, actually. It has like a flower or a floral flavor.
Right. You can put jasmine into anything, and I will be happy.
Yes, for sure. And then another one, English breakfast. This is another basic tea.
Yeah, this is going to be a black tea, mm-hmm, right?
And it's kind of British, isn't it?
Well, the English should be a good,
yes,
a
yes,
good hint there.
It's a typical British tea that they have for breakfast.
For breakfast, yeah.
Right.
English breakfast tea is, yeah, the tea that French people have at night.
Yeah, no, probably not. And finally, we have Earl Grey, which is another black tea.
Right, and this one also sounds very British.
Yes.
Because, yeah, Earl here.
It's like a title for somebody, right?
Like Lord.
Lord or Not king, not quite below king. Yeah, that's
now,
right.
Now, this one might be a little bit tougher to say,
yeah.
Right? The R and the L together. Mm-hmm. Earl,
yeah. It is one that you might want to practice. Just do your best with this one, but it is pretty tough to say the first time.
You can just start with like a sound and then kind of...
Yeah, like Connor.
Yeah, and then just kind of move your tongue back. Oh, Connor-ol
yeah,
T.
Yeah.
Okay. In any case, this is also a black T.
Yes, it is.
But it has some kind of special flavor too, right?
Yeah, I think it's some kind of oil or something.
Mm.
For sure.
I don't know. Earl Grey is very... my favorite TV show, one of the characters always drinks Earl Grey tea.
Oh.
So I tried drinking it, but I don't know if it's really for me.
Sometimes it's good if you put a little bit of cream in it, and then you can... I like to eat it with a scone, because I'm very British.
Very British.
And dip a scone in it.
Yes, yes. Okay, so it sounds like Katie doesn't really like those teas.
Right, they don't sound good to her.
Mm.
Yeah. She asks for some herbal tea.
Okay, herbal tea.
Yeah.
Now, you're also going to hear herbal tea.
Yeah. Herbal... Herbal.
Both are okay.
Yeah. One is American, one is British
sure.
/ Canadian.
In any case, herbal teas are the teas that don't have caffeine.
Right. They're not made from a tea leaf, the plant, tea plant. And yeah, they don't have caffeine. Oh, so where do we find caffeine?
Oh, there's so much caffeine in my body
all the time. If you like coffee, you like caffeine.
Right. But there's also caffeine in green tea.
Yeah, or cola.
Or English breakfast tea, Earl Grey tea.
For sure. Caffeine is that stuff in coffee or tea that makes you a little nervous. And if you drink too much, you kind of get shaky or jittery.
Yeah. And someone can, you know, maybe Connor says, you know, like, hi, Adam. Like, whoa.
for sure.
Because, yeah, I drink so much caffeine. It also is the stuff that makes you not sleep.
Yeah, herbal tea doesn't make her jittery like coffee or caffeine. We also call that the jitters as well.
Have the jitters?
Yeah, I have the jitters.
I always thought have the jitters can also be like if you're afraid.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of shaky.
You're shaky. I think that's when you're jittery, you are shaky.
Yeah, right? Shaky and nervous and like, yeah.
So it can either be because you drank too much coffee or tea, or maybe you're scared of some scary ghosts coming. Mm,
for sure, yeah. So then he offers two kinds of herbal teas here, chamomile and rooibos.
Okay, so these are two kinds of teas, very delicious teas, and there are probably 1,000 different ways to say them.
Yeah, either of them. that's true. Chamomile, I think.
I say chamomile. I do know lots of people say chamomile.
Right, exactly, yeah. Anyway, that's up to you. You can choose which way to say that. However, one thing you need to remember is that the CH is pronounced with a hard K.
Right. Chamomile.
Right.
It's not going to be chamomile.
No, or chamomile.
Or chamomile. No. Yeah, chamomile.
Yeah. What about the next one?
What about it? Yeah, this one, I think if you asked 10 different people, you will get 10 different ways to say it.
Right.
I say rooibos.
Yeah, and I have been saying rooibos, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So people say it differently. In England, they say red bush.
Right.
Because that's what it means.
It's what it means.
It's
you know, a lot of tea, a lot of British tea comes from Africa.
Right.
And so this is going to be, you know, some red bush in Africa.
That's right, yeah. So Katie, she chooses rooibos. She says, I love rooibos. I'll have that.
Okay, so I'll have that kind of means the same as sounds good.
Yeah, sounds
before.
Good. Yeah.
Two ways to just kind of accept something.
Yeah, make your choice.
Make your choice.
For sure. Right. So now when you actually go to make the tea, there are different ways to prepare the tea.
Mm.
And, you know, most people are used to a tea bag.
Okay.
Yeah. That little tiny bag, that little white bag for the tea leaf.
Right. It has some string.
Yeah.
And
string.
You just kind of put it in the water.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And putting it in the water, in the hot water, hopefully, is called steeping, right?
Steeping it, right. Yeah. And that's why we have a restaurant here that started to sell steeped tea. And I thought, well, wait, isn't all tea steeped?
Yeah, that's the way to prepare it, is right. by steeping, to steep it. You have to steep it always.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a tea bag, there are different ways to steep it, this loose leaf tea.
Okay, so if something is loose, it mm-hmm. means that it is not together.
Yeah, it's not together.
Not connected.
Exactly. So it's not in a tea bag.
Right.
Yeah. So you need something else to prepare it. So if you buy tea and it's not in a tea bag, we call that loose leaf tea.
Loose leaf tea.
Right. So one last thing while you're preparing the tea, or before you prepare it, you have to
boil the water.
Right. You have to make it hot. Probably put it on a stove and turn it on.
Okay. So, or in a kettle.
Oh, right? Yeah. Or in a kettle.
A lot of people will use a kettle that is electric.
Yeah.
So you can just plug it in.
Yeah. Those are much more convenient, actually.
They're much more convenient. In any case, boil something just means to make a liquid very, very hot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we can also say, like, actually today it's not so bad in here, but sometimes it is very, very hot in the recording studio.
Yeah.
Or hot in, maybe just hot outside.
Mm-hmm,
we
yeah.
can say, oh, it's boiling.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Sometimes the weather in the summer is boiling.
It's boiling. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Can I make you some coffee or tea, Katie?
Tea sounds good. What flavors do you have?
I have jasmine green tea, English breakfast, and Earl Grey.
Do you have any herbal tea? Caffeine makes me jittery.
Yes, I have chamomile and rooibos.
Oh, I love rooibos. I'll have that.
Great. It's loose leaf tea, so I have to steep it first.
No problem. I don't need a tea bag.
Okay, I'll boil the water.
Thanks.
Dialogue, second time.
Can I make you some coffee or tea, Katie?
Tea sounds good. What flavors do you have?
I have jasmine green tea, English breakfast, and Earl Grey.
Do you have any herbal tea? Caffeine makes me jittery.
Yes, I have chamomile and rooibos.
Oh, I love rooibos. I'll have that.
Great. It's loose leaf tea, so I have to steep it first.
No problem. I don't need a tea bag.
Okay, I'll boil the water.
Thanks.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue about tea one more time. And so, Adam, you said that you are not really a tea person.
Right. And so this kind of brings us back to a very famous, very familiar phrase, not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's something that I don't really enjoy. It's not really for me. So I can say, you know, tea is not really my cup of tea.
Right. You could say that. Yeah, for sure. That's a very good expression that we use when talking about our hobbies or interests.
Right.
A funny thing also, if you actually go to England, they call a cup of tea a cuppa.
A cuppa.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, they're so lazy.
Yeah, a little bit lazy, but it's so much, so important there. They drink it all the time.
They do drink a lot of tea. I mean, we also drink a lot of tea here. Like, for example, the rooibos is very popular.
So popular. And it may not be very popular at all in China, but this rooibos is everywhere. At all the Starbucks, they all have rooibos.
It's quite good. I mean, yeah. I actually should tell you guys, I used to really like tea.
Interesting.
But that's just because I didn't like coffee. And then one day, I just really liked coffee.
Oh, one day.
Just one day. Yeah.
I understand. Me too. I like coffee. Okay, what about you guys? What are your favorite teas? Or do you like tea?
That's right. And how do you make your tea? Do you use tea bags? Probably not. Probably loose leaf, I'm guessing.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So let us know in the comments, and we look forward to reading those comments. As always, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye, guys.